What is Rotary's project this year under your leadership? Do you have a focus?
Well, we do. We're focusing on maternal and child health. And so last year we started what we called Rotary Cares for Kids, which is a project for children who move from foster care homes to take their goods with them. So they have something like a backpack or a duffel. So we're partnering with people who are already doing that, and we're putting in place that system for those who don't have it. But we're also starting discussions on harder topics like fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and human trafficking, because those are very difficult conversations I think most of us would rather avoid. But I think as Rotarians, because we're not political, we are accepting of all religions and all faiths and all cultures, we can put aside those differences and have those hard conversations.
Okay. I know in the past Rotary has focused on polio and eradicating that. And that is that effort still ongoing?
It absolutely is. We have our Worldwide Polio Day in October, and we are down from 350,000 cases worldwide 30 years ago to 11 so far this year. And those are in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So we are absolutely going to finish that end. Okay. It's coming soon. We don't know when, but we're working on it.
And then locally, I know the club has focused on the Shelter Box program in the past. Is that part of the effort still as well, Chandra?
Yes. Yeah, so we specifically encourage our youth exchange student to help fundraise for our Shelter Box program. It's an international organization that can be anywhere in the world with the Shelter Box, with a box of supplies, within a half a day. I think it's very quick. So that's an ongoing project that we want to continue to contribute to for the upcoming years.
Okay.
And the Shelter Box basically is a kit a little bit bigger than a foot locker that can be flown into any area that is has a disaster. And so there's a tent and cooking utensils and all kinds of things for somebody to immediately set up a home.
What other projects is Rotary working on locally or at the district level that we should highlight? Chandra?
Well, we just toured, was it Sandy Beach or no, that
Outlook
was the
Park.
Outlook Park, okay. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, Desi received some funds from
Rotary Club member Desi Burrell.
Yes.
Okay.
To present a memorial park or an idea of a memorial park. So we're working towards that vision and working towards building something that allows everybody, whoever would like to be able to remember their lost loved one and have that something similar to the Fisherman's Memorial, but not just for fishermen.
Okay.
So that's something that's in the works. And we just did a visioning session yesterday with Kim Erickson.
Okay.
She's here visiting with us.
Let's have Kim have a seat down at the mic. And you are from Willow?
I'm from Willow, Alaska, and I am co-chairing the district's visioning committee this year. And we come in and help clubs to create a vision or their strategic plan for the upcoming year. It was real exciting last night at the Petersburg Club. Their main focus was connecting with the community and figuring out what the community was passionate about and making certain that their projects were supporting those passions. So they've already identified a few areas where they do know the community is passionate. Outlook Park, she mentioned, but also water safety projects and other things along that line, literacy, road cleanup, etc. So they are really focused on tying in with what the community wants.
And then for the level even younger than Rotaract, in the high school level, I forget what that program is called.
It's Interact.
Interact, okay. And is that happening?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So we have a young group of Interact kids that are made up of RILA students, which are Rotary Youth Leadership Award, once a year leadership training. Then also with our Interact kids, they do things in the community. In the springtime, they were going out to the animal shelter.
Okay. Yeah.
The animals and helping take care of the cats and taking care of the facilities in general. They also were going up to the manor and interacting with the residents at the manor. So they have their own mission and their own vision, and they have their own structure with the president and treasurer and everything. So they work independently, yet we also have two Rotarians that help keep them focused and help with any type of guidance that they may need. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And I was just going to add to that. I think it's a great way that the community can again interact with Rotary's help to bring the youth forward. Mentoring is a great way. They do have the leadership skills that they can test out. And I think there's a lot of things that they do with the Rotary Club as well, too. Mm-hmm. The Rotarians can mentor them and explain vocational training and all that kind of thing.